He reached down
his hands for me.
Amen.
Happened and tonight we are here to rejoice. As we got the message tonight, it's going to be what? Worship, praises, and prayers. Praise God. So I believe tonight we are all here with one purpose, that is to worship the Lord. Amen. And the prophet said, you cannot get anything from God until you get close to God.
Amen.
So even tonight, as we have it as a worship night, praises,
hallelujah,
we cannot put away the word.
Amen.
Amen. So let's take our Bibles and let's open to John. Musicians, please, you still stay on the platform. Praise God. But probably you find a church. Down here.
Amen.
But you see, I want you to be at your post. Tonight we are going to worship. We're going to praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But let's get to the word first. So that we can get inspiration from there and worship. Let's turn to John 4. We'll read from the 20th verse to the 24th.
Amen.
Let's hear the word of God. John 4, 20 to 24.
Amen.
Our fathers worshipped in these mountains, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain,
hallelujah,
nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Amen.
Ye worship, ye know not what. Ye know what ye worship. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Hey. The Father seeks this to worship him through worshipers, worshiping him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
God is a spirit, verse 24. God is a spirit.
Hallelujah.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit,
amen,
and in truth.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. God is a spirit, and they that worship him,
amen,
must worship him in spirit, amen, and in truth. Let's bow our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. Lord, we thank you for generous mercies you've given to us from our various homes. You brought us together tonight, Lord. You've laid it upon our hearts, God, to worship you, to praise you, to lift up your name, Because there is no other name that is above your name. So tonight, O Lord, as we have gathered together, Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit, which we believe that is already here, will come in our midst, O God, and Father, granting us, O Lord, the Spirit to worship you, God, in spirit and in truth. Because this is what we desire for true worshipers. Tonight we are here, Lord. Oh, accept our worship, O God. Oh, Father, we commit the musicians into your hands. Oh, we commit our hands that we are going to clap into your hands. Our lips, our mouths, everything, O God, we bring it under the blood of Jesus Christ. That it will be anointed to worship you tonight. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment? And let's gather something from what we have just read. Amen. We all know this story about this woman. Praise God. This woman of the world. We all know about her life. And as I was saying, the prophet said, we cannot get anything from God until you get close to God. You see? Because he said, it is written in the scripture. He said, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. Amen. And if that is our sole purpose, then let us draw nigh unto God. Let us do that with all that is within us. Amen. Draw nigh unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we see this... our sister, this Samaritan woman, we all know her life. She was living in sin. But one thing about this woman, oh, hallelujah, she heard the word of God one time. And she kept this word of God in her heart. And the prophet said it was what? A seed word. A seed word in her heart. Praise the Lord. She was keeping this word because it was something great to her. She heard, what did he hear? She heard that there was coming a man, a Messiah, which name is Christ. And when he comes, oh, praise the Lord. When he comes, he will preach good tidings to the meek. He will bind up the brokenhearted. He will proclaim liberty to those who are under captivity. And he will open what? Prison doors. Oh, hallelujah. And set free all those who are bound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, when this Christ comes, oh, he will take burdens. He will take burdens. Hallelujah. He will set free even the sinner. So she kept all this in her heart. My brother, if you will keep the word of God in your heart, it draws you near to him. So that's what the scripture is saying. If you draw near to him, he will draw near to you.
Hallelujah.
So with this seed word in her heart, she was being drawn nearer and nearer to God. Always meditating upon it. Oh, when is this man going to come? Oh, to set me free.
Amen.
To get me out of this situation.
Amen.
It was getting her closer and closer to God. And because of that, God also had to get closer to her. And that's why, oh, see, God fulfills his word all the time. So if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you also. So she met what? She met him on the well of Jacob. And we know what happened there. It was there that... Christ, this very text that we have read, it was there that she began to see something in the man that she has met. Praise God. Now, God is fulfilling the word that she has kept in her heart. The word of life. The word of life. The word of hope. That she has preserved. Oh, hallelujah. She was seeing that word right before her. Oh, praise the Lord. The word of life. The word of hope. Oh, yes, sir, let us go. Tonight, it is what? Worship. Praise God. Let's just stand.
Oh,
keep that word in your heart. The word of hope. Oh, it will draw you closer to Him.
Words of hope.
Oh, yes, sir.
Give us faith. Help us go.
Yes. She kept it on her heart. The word of hope. The word of life. Oh.
Ancient gods will guide us. Oh,
yes.
Ancient words. Ever true. Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let it. Ancient word in power.
Ancient word.
Ancient word. Never true. Oh, changing me. Changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words be found. Holy word. To this age came to us through sacrifice. Oh, hear the faithful words of God. Holy words, love are preserved for our world. In this world, there is now. Oh, let the ancient word be found.
Ancient word,
ever true.
Oh,
changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient word be found.
Ancient word.
Ancient world, ever true,
ever true, ever true,
changing
me,
changing
you. Oh, yes, we have
come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient world
see. Ancient world,
oh, ancient world, ever true,
oh,
changing. And changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words be found.
Oh, hallelujah. Shall we be seated? Now we are still on this woman. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now this woman was really determined. She was looking for a place to worship, you see. She couldn't really get a place because now they have been told to go to Jerusalem. That's where they had to go and worship. But that seed word was always in her heart. Until she met this men on the well of Jacob. And then this woman asked Jesus a question. He said, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and he said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. You see, the thing is, maybe she couldn't afford to go to Jerusalem. Before, she knew that they were worshiping here. But now, you people say they had to go to Jerusalem. The prophet said, something in the human heart that calls out for worship somewhere. He said, no man is on earth here without worship. He said, he worshipped something. You see. So, all the people that were born to worship, they will worship something.
Amen.
He said, maybe, let me read it again. He said, there is something in the human heart that calls out for worship. Is there something in your heart tonight that calls for worship?
Amen.
He said, no man is on earth without worship.
Amen.
He worships something. Amen. You are worshiping something.
Hallelujah.
There is something you need to worship. He said, all ages, people were born to worship. And you will worship something. Maybe it is your child.
Amen.
Or your car. Or your home. Or your job. Maybe your church. That will not, you see, that will not work. If you worship any of these things, he said, it will not work.
Amen.
He said, isn't the church. He that worship must worship God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so, when this woman met Jesus Christ, she found that there was something in this man, and she was not going to leave Jesus to go. She needed something from her.
Amen.
Tonight, we believe the same, that in him there is life.
Amen.
Amen. There is life. There is no life anywhere but in him alone. So this woman was desiring something. Tonight, we are here to worship him. We are here to praise him. And one thing the prophet said here was that, he said, if you have a desire in your heart to be healed by divine healing, there is bound to be a fountain of healing somewhere.
Amen.
So this woman, there was something in her heart. She was looking for what? She was looking for that Christ.
Amen.
And so because of that desire in her heart, God has to fill that desire.
Amen.
So that's what the prophet is saying here, is that if you have a desire in your heart to be healed by divine healing, there's bound to be a fountain of healing somewhere. Amen. And he said again, if there is a hunger in your heart for more of God, there is bound to be more of God somewhere.
Amen.
That's why we're here tonight. We believe it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Jesus saith unto the woman, believe me. He said, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. See? The woman asked her, you people say that we should go to Jerusalem and worship. And Jesus was telling her that he said, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. But the hour cometh, and now is,
Amen.
Now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit
Amen.
And in truth,
Amen.
For
Amen.
The Father seeketh
Amen.
Such, Amen, to
Amen.
Worship him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
He said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him shall worship him in spirit and
Hallelujah.
Truth.
Amen.
Is it your desire tonight?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Is it your desire tonight to worship him? Then let us stand and sing. Today we are just worshiping.
My soul live for you,
oh, you
alone.
You.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm with, Lord, I give
you, Lord,
I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you.
Yes, sir. Tonight, worship him. Worship him tonight. Worship him.
This is my desire.
This is my desire.
My desire, Lord,
to honor you. Lord, we don't. My heart, I worship you.
I worship you, Jesus.
All I have within
me, Lord,
I give you.
Give me
I give you my heart,
I give
you my soul, I live for you alone,
every breath
I give,
every
moment I'm with, I have your way,
I give you Lord,
Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Live for you,
for you,
Lord. Every breath that I take,
every moment
I'm with, I have your way.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
Are you getting to the Spirit?
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God! Shall we be seated again?
How wonderful.
We are still on this woman.
Amen.
Mm. Then Jesus told the woman at the well, he said, you worship you know not what. Praise God. You worship you know not what. And I read him from the prophet, he said, now worship is not all we desire. There is a provided way of worship. Praise the Lord. There is a provided way of worship. Then the prophet asked, did you know that? See, there is a way to worship. Amen. Said, the right way to worship. And there is what? The wrong way to worship. And I'm trying to tell you which way to worship. But I'm telling you, there is a way that you have to approach God. And if you do not come that provided way, you certainly cannot find God. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths and honoreth me, what? With their lips. But their heart is far away from me.
Yes.
But in vain they do worship me. So worship is not just worshiping. Praise God. It must be what? He said, but their, listen to what the prophet said. But their heart is far. See? On something else. He needs your heart. Amen. Praise God. As we are tonight, we hear. Look, let Amen. Everything go behind you.
Hallelujah.
Bring your heart here. Amen. Give everything unto him. That is what we call worship.
Amen.
You forget about everything. Forget about everything. And consecrate on him. That is what he calls worship. You see, you have given everything to him. He said, there is a way for me to go home. The prophet was saying, there is a way for me to go home. Not across the field. You see? There's a shortcut for me to go home. But I go what? The highway. That's what is made. That is what has been provided for me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There is a shortcut to go to his home, but those shortcuts, you have to probably go through somebody's farm. The road is not what? Something that they have prepared. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And but there is a highway, though it may be long, but you are assured to arrive home.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, God doesn't have any shortcuts. Please, shortcuts, no shortcuts with God. We all come the same way. That's right. No shortcuts to glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No shortcuts to glory. We must come the way. And the only way, who is the way?
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Is the way.
Amen.
Jesus is the way.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Give us something. Give us something. Jesus is the way. Oh, hallelujah.
Because you have chosen.
Let's stand and worship.
Europa.
Today is only worship.
For you, because of what you decided. Oh, that was the prophecy.
Was the prophecy
the angel told to the great messenger.
That is what will produce a great victory
in the love divine.
Oh, I will walk this
path. I will walk this path.
Oh,
in the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get of time. The divine love will live in me.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
Please, Lord, help me to walk this path.
In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get
trials. His path
has many trials. Oh, and many battles against the enemy.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh,
but His Holy Spirit,
oh, His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love.
Oh, there is not much time remaining.
there is not much time remaining. Oh, to hold in this path.
Oh, we can already hear the chariot of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
Oh, I will hold this path.
I will hold this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
Oh, my desire, that divine love will live in me.
That divine love will live in me.
Oh, it's my desire, that divine love will live in me.
That divine love will live in me.
Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we be seated? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Tonight, we are worshiping.
Amen.
We came in to just worship the Lord, to praise his name, to give glory to him.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Now, looking at our text again, he said, true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Amen. So, reading from the prophet again, said, look, in the beginning, when Cain and Abel were turned from the garden, their parents, and they both, seeing they were mortal beings and known they had to die. Look, Cain and Abel, both of them wanted to worship God. And Cain, he built an altar to God. Amen. Cain built an altar to God. He wanted to worship God when they were sent away from the Garden of Eden. Amen. Now, if an altar is all that God requires, Cain was justified.
Amen.
See? If that is all what God requires, then Cain was justified. And Cain made a sacrifice upon the altar. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, if a sacrifice and altar are all God wants, Cain was justified.
Amen.
Then Cain also, he built an altar and he worshipped. He put a sacrifice on it. And he knelt down and worshipped God. But God was displeased. Because he didn't come the right way.
Amen.
So even in our worship, in everything,
amen,
we need to come the right way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
We need to come the right way. See, he built a church, an altar, and put a sacrifice on the altar, brought the fruits of the land, and was probably more beautiful. See? You must watch this, friends. Don't ever forget this.
Amen.
Amen. It looks so beautiful, but God is not looking at the beauty.
Amen.
He's looking at what? The revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we see that Abel, he said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was a righteous, see, God testifying of his gifts, by faith. And faith is a revelation.
Amen.
Amen. We are talking about what? Worshiping in spirit and in truth.
Hallelujah.
You must have a revelation of whom you are worshiping. And that connects to your heart and the inner man, which is the image of God.
Hallelujah.
And the spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So, where have you placed your heart? Upon what? Upon something? Apart from what? The faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this message, faith is the substance. 1951. He said, seeing is not believing. Is it? Seeing is believing?
No.
So then, forget about that. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
He said, see. No, seeing is only one of the senses.
Hallelujah.
See, taste, feel, smell, and hear.
Yes.
God never did intend for man to use those to recognize God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You can use that to recognize what? God.
Yes.
God made man in his own image first. And God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in
Amen.
Truth.
Hallelujah.
But then, when man was put in the human flesh, then God gave him 5 senses to conduct, to contact, not God. See, that 5 senses God gave to us not to contact him, but his earthly home. These things, the senses of the body, are only declare or to contact earthly things here on earth, not heavenly things. So your feelings, your taste, your smell, hear, and all those sort of things, they are to contact what? Earthly things, not heavenly things. And then your inward man is the spirit, which has 2 senses, faith and unbelief. Praise the Lord. Now watch. Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
And the evidence of things you don't see.
Amen.
Taste, feel, smell, hear. See what I mean? Praise the Lord. Faith is what? A substance of thing not what? Not seen. So, how does the inward man comes into preeminence? He said, if a man had been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness, of what? Of his resurrection. That's Romans 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him,
Amen.
That the body of sin might be what? Destroyed. Amen. That henceforth we should not what? Serve sin. Amen. As what? Coming into what? In contact with God. It is not the 5 senses. But there is what? There is faith and unbelief. And we take what? Faith in the Lord. And faith is what? Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things what? Not seen.
Amen.
So he said, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Praise the Lord. He that is what? Dead is free from sin.
Hallelujah.
Dead to what? Dead to everything that is around you here.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Everything that is around here, there is nothing good in them.
No.
They are earthly. We are just passing over.
Amen.
We are passing through. Praise God. This is not our home. Don't allow anything to attract you on earth here.
Amen.
Anything that will put you here, my brother, it will be what? It will be death to you. You live here, death. So we are just passing through. He said in the message, the angel of God, which was preaching Phoenix, 1947, he said, "Oh people, rise in the name of your Lord. Claim your God-given privilege. For the hour is here for you to be what? To be healed, right? That's right. To glorify God and receive his spirit and his blessings." Now, he said, let us cut off all formalities tonight. We are going to cut off all formalities. Cut off all these rituals and things and come into the realm of the living God who awakens the human soul and bring you into what? Righteousness and to worship of him and spirit and in truth. For the hour is come and now is that God has sent forth his warning. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is just a night for us to come and worship and praise the Lord.
Amen.
And what we have read from our text that we read, musicians, get ready, because tonight is just going to be worship and praises and prayer. Amen. That's what we're going to do. So now we're going to start the real thing now. We're going to worship and pray and glorify God. That's all for tonight. Tonight is worship, praise, and prayers. That's for tonight. Amen. So the hour is come, and it is now, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He seeketh such to worship him. Amen.
Amen.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
So tonight is a night of worship. Night of praise.
Amen.
Praise God. How many are ready to worship him tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now it's over to the musicians. Give us real worship and praise.
Amen.
And intermittently we'll be praying. That's all for tonight. Come in to worship God.
Praise.
Come in to praise him. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise away to Lord,
praise away to inside.
As you are singing,
oh Lord,
let your heart be praying. Oh, yes,
to
sir.
You, to you, oh man.
Let all the fullness
praise away to inside. Oh Lord, praise away to Lord. Praise away to in Zion.
Praise away to
Lord.
Praise away to in Zion.
Oh Lord,
to you all of us in all before fear. Praise away. You in Zion, oh Lord.
Oh Lord, you hear our praise.
Oh Lord, you listen our prayer.
Oh yes.
Oh Lord, you listen.
Yes, tonight.
Oh Lord, you listen to our cries. To you, oh man. With iron enemies, praise await you in Zion, oh Lord.
My brother, my sister,
oh,
release yourself.
Me not to live.
Release yourself.
To return.
Release yourself.
Him.
Let Let the Spirit now sweep over you tonight. Release yourself. Release yourself of everything.
Thy people shall be
tonight with your heart. Raise up your heart to Him.
Thy God, my God.
Tonight is all to worship Him.
Where thou diest,
to praise Him.
Where will I be buried?
Lift up your heart. Lift
no
up your heart.
Do so to me more, oh, to
He is your God. He is your God.
The
enemy. Your God.
Who did part the enemy? Ruth decided to save it. Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. Ruth decided to save it. Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. My king's my redeemer. He's the Lord of the harvest. If you can find grace, you found this. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest, He's the Lord of the harvest. He told His reapers, she's living for life. Drop handfuls once in a while. Don't let her tire, tell her the message. Holy Spirit, cover and encourage. Do some kind of healing among her. Tell her Jesus Christ is Lord. If you can find grace, you find grace. Go as the Lord of the harvest.
What is on your heart tonight?
Lord of the harvest.
What's on your heart tonight?
Ruth decided,
as you are worshiping Him,
so
let your heart go forth unto Him with all your prayers. As you are singing, let your heart be lifted up towards Him. Put your request before Him. Oh, yes.
He's the Lord of the harvest.
Bring yourself before Him tonight.
If you can find grace,
bring
you
yourself before Him.
Oh, as a
what
Lord
is on your heart?
Harvest.
As you are singing, let your heart,
Lord,
let your heart be lifted towards Him now. Be lifted towards Him.
Shall I not seek rest?
All what is on your heart,
it may be well with me. Oh, as I can,
because He's the one that can. He knows the intents of every hand, the secrets of every thought.
Wash thyself and
so as you are worshiping Him,
put on thy
raiment. Let your heart be speaking to Him. Let your heart be speaking to Him. Let your heart be speaking to Him. He's here tonight.
Oh, He's the Lord.
To meet each and every one according to His grace, according to His mercies.
Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. Ruth
decided,
Ruth serving. Ruth rewarded, Ruth resting. My king's my redeemer. He's the Lord of harvest. If you can find grace, you'll find grace. Oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, He's the Lord of the harvest.
Oh, let your heart be lifted
so
up now.
With the same
decision. Oh, what is in your heart?
Bride must needs reach perfection. The harvest
bring
is
everything
mine
before Him.
Is in this part of the vineyard we wait. The evil voice cry, get ready. Take your position, Rome. With your raiment spotless and white. Get ready for this last great ride. Whoa!
salvation,
through deciding,
through saving,
through rewarding, through testing,
through deciding,
through saving,
through rewarding, through resting.
My King's my Redeemer.
Prophet said in the message book, the work that I do bear witness of me. Preached in Phoenix, 1951. Amen. He said, if you will have the greatest fellowship and friendship, have prayer meetings. And if you do that, it breaks down any barrier. And you have the genuine article, amen, of the Holy Spirit. He said, that's right. He said, that's true. How many believe it?
Amen.
How many believe it? Amen. The greatest of all fellowship and friendship. Hallelujah. You remember Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego?
Hallelujah.
They had prayer meeting together. And it created a great bond of trust in the Lord.
Amen.
They were encouraging one another. Tonight, whatever is in your heart, as we are worshiping, let your heart be lifted up in prayer towards Him. After, we are going to pray for the church. But now, bring yourself before Him. Even if there is a confession, something that is wrong, just confess to Him. As you are worshiping Him, just confess to Him. Tell Him something. Because He knows it already. You can't hide it. So bring it to Him. Say, Lord, I surrender to You tonight. Lord, I've made a mistake here. I'm so weak, Lord. Help me. Lift me up, Lord. I don't want to go back into that same sin anymore. As we continue to worship Him, as you are worshiping Him, let your heart be lifted to Him in prayer.
This is my soul.
Let your heart be lifted to Him.
He
knows your need. He knows everything. Yes, Lord. This is our story tonight. That the true worshippers who worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Let's worship Him. Because He said the Father seeketh this. He seeketh this for them that worship Him. Let everything go out of your mind. Let everything just vanish. Get up from your own self. Get up from your shell. And you see the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, tonight.
This is my story.
This is my story. Praising my Savior all day long,
all day long.
This is my story. This is my song.
My
submission.
Perfect submission. Perfect delight.
Oh yes.
Visions of rapture now best on my side. Angels descend.
Angels descending.
Bring from above.
Oh,
echoes of mercy. Whispers of love. This is my story.
Oh yes, Lord.
This is my story.
From your heart, tell your story to him tonight. Tell your story.
I'm praising my Savior.
Oh, he's reading everything. He's reading everything in your heart. Just open it to him. Lord,
this is my story.
I'm holding nothing from you. Lord, look into my heart. Oh Lord, that's my prayer. Look into my heart, Lord, and help me. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender tonight. I know I don't have the strength. I've got the strength, Lord. But you are strong in you. I'm strong, Lord. Help me.
Watching and watching and waiting.
Oh,
we is my story.
Yes, pour your story before him. Just pour your story before him.
I'm praising my Savior. Oh, the Lord. Oh, this is my story. Is in my Savior.
Oh, brethren, tonight I just want to read something. What is the Holy Ghost? Preaching Jeffersonville, 1959, paragraph 134. It said, the body of Christ is one spirit, and every member from Pentecost to this time drink the same new wine, the same Holy Ghost, bringing forth the same results. He said, how do we do it? He said, by one Spirit. It's God's open door, the Holy Spirit. He said, what is it? He said, it's God's open door. It's a sign, it's a seal, it's a comforter. Which one you want to take tonight? You want to take it as a sign. You don't want to take it as a seal. It's a comforter. Amen. It's an advocate. Amen. It's an assurance. It's a rest. Amen. It's peace. It's goodness. Amen. It's healing. It's life.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit. It's your comforter. And he's here tonight to comfort you. Said it's your seal. And when you are sealed, there is no way out. And there is no way for the enemy to come in. You are sealed. He said it's your advocate. Anything that stands against you, he's there to bring you out. He's your advocate. He will speak for you. Just surrender to him. He said it's an assurance. So never, never, ever doubt anything. Never lose hope in anything. Because he's an assurance to you. He said he's your rest. Oh, they that are what? Heavy laden and burdened, come unto me, I will give you rest. Said it's peace. 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 Oh, you remember that day on the sea when the devil raised all the demons in the sea against that small boat, tossing it up and down. If there is anything that is tossing your life up and down, there is someone right now tonight.
Hallelujah.
Who has the word to say, peace be still. And every storm, every billows, every wind, got to obey him. Peace be still. It's a God that has that authority. Tonight, if there are storms in your life, storms, billows. Is it in your home? Is it in your office? Is it in right in your life? There is that man. That man. That man. He's here tonight. He says, peace be still. Believe it. Says is what? Goodness. It's goodness. Oh, the Lord, he is good. We don't deserve what we have tonight. We don't deserve. When we look at our own lives, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to this world speaking lies, but yet he looked down and he never saw our mistakes. Never saw our sins. He forgave us. Took upon himself all our sins and went to the cross and nailed it there. And he said, it is finished. Finished for you. His goodness, so great. Take it tonight. Said it's healing. Oh my, it's healing. And we don't look at so much about what the physical healing, because physical healing is just what children's bread. We're talking about spiritual healing.
Hallelujah.
Which we had no hand in it. We had no authority. But he has the authority, the power over it. It's a matter of surrendering to him. Say, Lord, heal me. Heal me. I'm sick. Spiritually sick. Heal me, Lord. Said his life. Oh, my. Life. The whole world is dead. But there are people who are alive. He's the one that can give life. He's the resurrection and the life. He proved it. And even someone who was dead for 4 days, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And death has to give up. He holds the life. Tonight, he's here. Calming every storm and billows. Calming every billows.
How great is our God. Sing with me, our great.
know we'll see our bread. Our bread, our bread is our God. Our bread, our bread is our God. Sing with me, our bread is our God. And know we'll see our bread.
Says it is an open door. It's an open door.
The splendor of
open door tonight. Let us all enter into it.
Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. Wraps himself in light. Darkness tries to and troubles are his own. Troubles are his own.
Our great, our great
is our God.
Oh yes, Lord.
Sing with me, our great is our God. And no one sees our great. Our great is our God. It's too late. The God is being one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion of the Land, Lion of the Land. How great is our God, sing with me, our praise.
Brother, my sister,
sing with me, our praise.
Tonight, just believe her.
And overseas, our praise.
Your supplications,
our praise, our God.
You have handed over to Him.
Oh, then sings my soul, my Savior God today. Oh, how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God today. How great thou art, how great thou art.
That sings my soul,
that sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. Oh, how great thou art,
how great,
how great thou art.
That sings my soul.
Sing my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Oh Lord,
how great thou art, how great thou art,
how great thou art.
your hand. Raise up your hand. And tonight, just speak to him tonight. Now, speak to him. Let the whole thing that is in our heart now tonight, just speak to him. Tell him he's here tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight, we thank you, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. That is not that sacred God into your hands. Lord, you touch each and everyone. Touch them, O God, and heal every sickness and every disease amongst us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless you. Yes, tonight had been a time with the Lord. We have been here with one purpose, as to worship God. And whilst we were here tonight, I want to read something here. We came here to meet the Lord, and the Lord has met with us. We ask that the Lord will teach us to be better men, better believers. The Lord will teach us to be better ministers and Christians. Is that all of us together be a better church, that whatever we do here, it will be unto the glory of the Lord. And the word of God is for instructions and for reproof, that a man might stand before God blameless. He said, if we follow the blueprint well, we will stand blameless. That is exactly what we are doing. Tonight we thank the Lord. Every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of everyone here, it has never been you. It is the Holy Spirit, the groaning of the Spirit. And the Lord will meet each and everyone.
Amen.
According to his grace, according to his promises, the Lord will meet each and every one. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
The Lord Hallelujah. Has met each and every one according to his riches in glory. It is his promise that he will do it. And it has never failed. We read of the woman of the well. She kept the seed word in her heart, and it drew her closer to the Lord, and the Lord met her. Let us keep that seed word always in our hearts, and it will keep us closer to him, and he will be also closer to us. We knew what happened to that woman. She never was what she was before. She was changed. A new life came unto her. The word of life, let's keep it in us, and it will bring the life of it into our lives, that the world will see that we are a peculiar people, a different people. Want to say, Lord, we thank you, God, for tonight.
Hallelujah.
This is the first time something has come upon our heart this way to come and worship and praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for the blessings.
Amen.
Give you the glory, Lord. Father, your children have spoken tonight. You've heard each and everyone tonight.
Lord, by your grace, your mercies, your loving kindness, Lord, you've heard each and every one tonight.
Amen.
Lord, meet each and every one now. Lord, we want to come back here and carry our testimony to tell what you have done, Lord. We know when we ask, you always give. When we seek, we always find. When we knock, we always, the door is always opened.
Amen.
Lord, tonight we have come. We came, Lord, with our requests to God, and we've laid them before you. Father, we know it will never return to us void. It will never return to us void. We believe the Lord. You have met us. It has been fulfilled. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Bless your church, Lord. Bless our pastor. Bless the ministers. Bless the deacons. Bless the musicians. Bless the song leader. Bless our wives. Bless our husbands. Bless our children. Oh, yes, Lord. The children. The children. The children. Lord, they are in your hands. Protect them, O God, from the wickedness of this world. Father, make a wall around them. Wall of fire.
Amen.
Around them, O God. Keep them safe from the sins of this world. Never allow any of them, O God, to get astray, Lord. The wall of fire around them. Let all their desires always, O God, looking unto you. And tonight, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Even as we live, oh God, we know you go with us to our various homes. And Father, we will continue to look unto you and worship you and praise you and give you the glory. Because we have no one to worship except you, God. In all things, Lord, we know we are in this flesh. We may make mistakes, but Lord, let the blood always apply for us. And help us, O God, not to enter into those kind of temptations. But deliver us from evil. And keep us, O God, on the path of righteousness. That our lives, O God, will be a living epistle. That anyone who sees, O God, will see the difference. We commit, Lord Jesus, this coming Sunday, Lord, into your hands. If you tarry, and once again that, Lord, you meet us in your house, Father, we pray, the Lord, we come from our various homes already filled with the Holy Spirit, fire burning in our hearts, coming together to set the whole place, Lord, an atmosphere whereby, oh God, oh, you can come in and do your work, Lord. Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for answering our prayers.
Amen.
Our requests. We thank you, the Lord, You've done them for us. Grant us journey mercies back home, Lord. Even all other road users, we commit all of them into your hands. We don't know them, but we pray for them, O God. That lead each and every one, keep each and every one safe, Lord, to their various destinations. And now, Lord, tonight as we sleep, O God, we pray that the Holy Spirit will come, Lord, to overshadow us. And even, Lord, speak to us in our dreams.
Amen.
Let us, Lord, if you tarry, let us wake up in the morning, O God, continuing worshiping and praising and giving glory to you. That is the spirit, the Lord, we want to carry all along the way, worshiping you. Lord, we thank you, we give you the glory. We bless you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. We loved you. We loved you, Lord. I love him. I love him. Oh, because he first loved me. And he purchased my salvation on a Calvary's tree. I love it. Oh, because he first loved me, and he purchased my salvation on Calvary. Let's sing it once more. Oh, I love him. I love God. I love him. Oh, because he first loved me. When he purchased my salvation. You know that he cares for you. Let's sing that song again. He cares for you. He cares for you.
He cares for you.
How many believe that?
He cares for you. Sunshine or shadow, he careth for you.
He careth for you.
He careth for you. He careth for you. Shine or shadow, he careth for you. He careth for you. He